The Traveler's Journal, February 9th. Exploring the wilds of New Zealand. The two islands that comprise the country of New Zealand are unique in all the world. Known simply as North and South Island, the terrain of both can be characterized by sharp and sudden contrasts. Spiky mountains overlook dense rainforests. Wave-blasted coastlines are dotted with tranquil sand beaches. Streams of volcanic lava cut through glaciers 1,000 feet thick. Because New Zealand was the first landmass to separate itself from the ancestral supercontinent, its native flora and fauna developed in splendid isolation for 85 million years. Human incursion is relatively recent. The natives who greeted the Dutch navigator who landed there in 1642 had themselves arrived only 1,000 years earlier. Though mankind has wrought many changes, great tracts of New Zealand remain largely untouched. Its 13 magnificent national parks preserve different pieces of the island's natural history. Ruapehu, an active volcano in Tongariro National Park, is literally the North Island's high point. The mountain was so sacred to the Maoris, its 200,000 acres of glaciers, rocky rivers, and alpine vegetation were set aside over a century ago, making it one of the world's oldest national parks. Regular eruptions from Ruapehu and its two nearby siblings are a constant source of awe. The trails around their flanks meander through violently colored fields of lava boulders and conifers, shrouded in mountain-made mists. Tongariro is only one of New Zealand's natural gems. Join us tomorrow as we visit several others. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.